Thanks for listening to Reframing Rural. I'm Megan Torgerson, the host of this podcast. Last season, I brought listeners to cattle pastures, country churches, farmhouses, and my own home place on the Montana Highline. This season, I'm expanding the geographic scope of my stories to bring you conversations with thought partners from across the West and Heartland who, like me, advocate for, study, and make art out of the rural experience. These interviews will unearth guests' rural roots and take a deep dive into cultural forces and policies that have shaped rural America. They'll parse out social and environmental issues impacting our small towns, rural lands, and country at large, while offering solutions that you can implement in your community. This season, you'll meet innovators who rewrite architectural history to create literal space for small town creatives and community members.
Part of the issue is that architects were never meant to be a part of rural life. I mean, architects are historically kind of the counterpart of, you know, clergy and merchants and of different class.
You'll get to know deep thinkers who make meaning out of the ever-shifting landscape of the American West.
The common divide that is often brought up in the West is the urban-rural divide, which becomes a catch-all phrase to highlight the political and social and economic differences between small towns, less populated states, and their larger counterparts. I think it is important for people to know, and for journalists like myself to report accordingly, that there are solutions and problems that are consistent to both small towns and large cities.
Don't you think this world's too big? Come home again.
And I'll bring you with me to a music festival set in a cow pasture that's dedicated to celebrating rural Montana.
Yay! Oh, thanks so much.
So it's dry and dusty. We're watching the helicopters travel across the sky for another bucket to dump on the fire. And my husband, he's a volunteer firefighter in little old Keene, North Dakota, population like 3 people and a community center. You can go ahead. And he's fought fires about every day in March and then every day since. So I understand the sacrifices that we all make here to make sure this country doesn't burn up. And we're on a working ranch. We run cattle, about 150 head of black Angus and Simmental cattle on a 110-year-old ranch now. My husband and I, right down the road from my parents.
We're aiming for a contemplative experience that uplifts the resiliency of rural communities, stretches our social imagination, and calls attention to our interconnectedness. Beginning September 30th, I'll drop an episode a month into your podcast feed. Our first episode, a conversation with rural champion and mentor to many, Sarah Calhoun.
At Gettysburg College, I worked for the Center for Public Service. And there was this wonderful guy that started this program. He was a Lutheran minister. Carl Mattson was his name. And he would always talk about building bridges. And that again, stuck with me. That was such a poignant idea and theme. And you see it in your day-to-day, especially out here. And it's so much easier when you have face-to-face interactions and community interactions with people who do have different backgrounds, different political or religious beliefs, or just different life experience perspectives. That's a wonderful thing. And the more we walk over those bridges and back and build them and maintain them and value them, then the better we're all going to be.
Be sure you've subscribed to Reframing Rural wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in to a 10-episode season that leans into intimate and expansive questions and provokes inspired possibilities for our shared future.